At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Hour number three on a TV theme song Thursday. And at the bottom of this hour, of course, the segment that has taken the nation by storm, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's a Shohei Ohtani Mike Trout edition. So a little baseball for you. And Rob, Kansas State just beat Michigan State 98-93 in overtime to advance. Now, they were favored. They were the third seed. Michigan State was the seventh seed. But Michigan State did force overtime and had the lead at a point in overtime, but couldn't hold on. So they are out. UConn demolishing Arkansas. UConn, the four seed. They will advance to the final eight. Assuming they got 9.5 minutes left. They're up 73-48. So I assume
you're assuming? Advance. I think that's a done deal.
Yeah, I would think
even
so.
With the three ball, Chris, I'm assuming that's a done deal.
Yeah, Arkansas probably won't even get to 73 points. Like, if UConn didn't score again,
right?
They probably, get to 74? Probably right. Win. Right, right. All right, let's go back to the NBA, Rob. And this is going to be just a fun discussion. Because, Rob, first of all, shout out and credit to Austin Reeves, right? Austin Reeves has been playing great basketball for the L.A. Lakers. We all know a few games ago he dropped 35, a career high, to lead them to a victory. Well, Rob, over his last four games, he has averaged 25 points. Since LeBron's been out, which is, I don't know, 10 or 11 games, something like that, maybe 12, he's averaged 18 points and 6 assists. And you heard Vinny Goodwill kind of allude to it. There were those. I mean, look, Jay Williams, who obviously was a great basketball player at Duke and played in the NBA, would have had probably had a long career had he not, you know, gotten injured on a motorcycle, in a motorcycle accident. But he now is at ESPN. And Rob, he actually said, I mean, he was talking about how, man, I mean, if you bring LeBron back, you're taking the ball out of Austin Reeves' hands.
No, he did
hey,
not.
Hey, Brandon,
no,
see
no,
if you can
not.
Find that sound.
No, he did not.
That you heard Stop. Vinny allude to it. He did.
Yeah. Say, Vinny Brandon said somebody. Really he didn't say who it was.
Yeah,
he didn't
right.
say who it was. That's
he
why
wanted
I'm
to
like,
save
come
him
on.
The embarrassment.
Chris, I know. You know what I mean? Like that's not that's not even a hot take. That's just like, that's, what are yeah, you that's, talking about?
Right.
What are you talking about?
And look, first of all, let's not act like it's LeBron in 2008. And I don't mean how good he was and that he's not quite that good anymore. But I mean, LeBron is not as ball dominant as he used to be. He still handles it and will bring it up at times. But it's not like it was in his heyday. He's not bringing the ball up 70% of the time. Everything isn't always focusing around him. Now, obviously, it's hard to drop a star, most superstars into a lineup. Kevin Durant, we talked about, is unique. But LeBron has played off the ball more. That's why his scoring is up, because he's focused on that, you know, with the position he's playing more off the ball. So, but my point that I wanted to make was not about that, Rob. It was that and we talk a lot about this, Rob, about this generation's players against the generation of yesteryear. Whether you go back to the AI Ray Allen era or you go back to the Michael Jordan era. And, you know, a lot of people want to say that these players are so much better, right? And, Rob, there are memes and social media takes out there, and I'm just going to keep it real. They've tried to belittle Michael Jordan,
right.
And they showed him playing against Brent Price and
right. Who did he
Craig
right.
Elo and Dan Marley. And look, they're naming these white guys as if they can't be good. And, oh, look at that. I mean, nobody was athletic back then. Jordan was first of his kind, but now we got a lot of guys like that. And I offer you Exhibit A as Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves was undrafted, Rob. Austin Reeves, now he is sneaky athletic, as were some of the guys we mentioned back in the day.
And they could play, Chris. I don't care what
yes.
they say. You want to act like those guys could.
You just want to say because they're white and they were
they
guards. And, oh, they couldn't have been that good. No.
Right. Tom Chambers
Mark
could play.
Price, and Mark Price was nasty.
Yes. Stop it.
Injuries. I mean, he could have ended up being a Hall of Famer.
And Dan Marley was shooting the three, Chris, back then.
Back then. I mean, look, Steve Nash, he's too close for people to act like he couldn't play, right? Because he just retired, essentially. But Steve Nash, if Steve Nash played during Jordan's era, people would look back at him and say, please, this little 6'1 guy was going to be good nowadays? Stop it. And so I'm saying, Austin, and we could go on. We could point out Caruso. Now, hasn't played at this level yet, you know, at what Reeves is doing. But, you know, you got all types of guys that you could mention. But my point is that, okay, so this is just for fun, Rob. This isn't even the point I was trying to make, but here's Jay Williams on ESPN.
Everybody keeps saying, and I wanted to set it first, right, until I started digging down into it. Well, if you bring back LeBron, this team can get to the potentially to the Western Conference Finals. How do you bring back LeBron? Like, the more I sit there and think about it, the more I think about if you bring, when you bring back LeBron in this short period, how in the hell is Austin Reeves supposed to continue to play at this level? The ball's in Austin Reeves' hands a ton. You guys know the kind of lather, the kind of rhythm that you get when the ball's in your hand. You increase the amount of possessions, the volume of possessions. I feel way more comfortable with the Rock now. When LeBron comes back, and Austin Reeves has been balling. D'Lo has been balling, right? But now you bring LeBron James back. Are you going to play LeBron James off the ball?
You know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm getting 30-7 from LeBron. Now, Austin Reeves is playing fine, but he ain't giving me 30-7. Okay? I mean, and again, LeBron can play off the ball. You know, but the point I'm trying to make, Rob, is a twofold point. One, it's that stop it with all the memes about all, you know, the white guys that played in Jordan's era and how they couldn't have been any good. And look at what he was doing to him. And because we see that in every era. There are good white players in every era. Guards even, right? And here's the other point I wanted to make, Rob. Austin Reeves is just the latest. And he's not going to be a star. I'd be shocked if he emerged. I'm not saying he's going to emerge into a star. But I think he can have a productive career and be around for a long time. As a good player, not a great player, not a star, maybe not even a full-time starter. But he is the latest example, Rob, of the basketball being about skill and fundamentals and do you know how to play? That's another thing this generation always talks about. Oh, the athletes. Back then, you only had Jordan, maybe Dominique Drexler. But, you know, now you got guys that athletic all over the place. They're all jumping over the rim and heads at the rim. So?
Right.
Does that mean they can play basketball? Austin Reeves, who is sneaky athletic, but he ain't doing all that. He's getting busy. Is Luka doing all that? Is Jokic doing all that? Is Steph doing all that? Is Klay doing all that? Is Draymond doing, like, Rob, we could go on and name players, black and white, who aren't incredibly athletic by NBA standards, but know how to play basketball. They can shoot, or they're fundamentally sound. They can dribble. They're smart players. That's what the game is about. So I am kind of coming at the young cats that want to act like, just because every team's got a few guys jumping up to the rafters, that means all these guys were really better than the Isaiah Thomases and the Magic Johnsons and the Michael Jordans and all those guys, the Reggie Millers, all they couldn't hope to compete in today's NBA. Stop it.
The stuff that goes on, Chris, look at your phone real quick, because I said I wouldn't say it on the air, but I still texted you.
Hold on, I haven't seen it
yet.
Put
your glasses on. See, I wouldn't say
that
on the air.
Don't say that.
I would not say that on the air. But hey, I'm sorry, guys. I know that's bad to do that on the air, but I thought Chris would get a laugh out of it. But anyway, people always do this, Chris, and they try to belittle the people who played before, and nobody white was any good, and all this other stuff, and who was Jordan going up against? For that time and the way the game was played, those guys were tough. That doesn't mean they're the greatest.
And they would be this era too. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they were tough guys. They were able to play and do it. And it was way harder, Chris. Those guys might be better now because the shots are open. And you know what I mean? And people can't physically touch you.
I was talking with somebody today from the Knicks when, you know, and we were talking about, we actually asked him about this. We were talking about, like, the players back in the day, you know, compared to these guys. He was like, look, and Allen Houston would probably be better today.
Absolutely.
As great a shooter as he was, and now, you know, you can just shoot threes with reckless abandon. Back then, it had to be a good shot to your coach. Because you missed, like, two threes in a row, and it's like, look, dude, take the ball to the basket. Get inside. Get closer. Hit a 12-footer first. You know, you're not in rhythm. I mean, now they just shoot them up no matter what. So, yeah, it just a little, we just wanted to talk about this and get your view. You young boys that think they couldn't ball in the 90s and the early 2000s, call in. Make your claim. Tell us why. Oh, how is Austin Reeves doing it? It was just a few years ago that Jeremy Lin was giving dudes the business. In the world did that happen?
You remember, and people were saying, how do you bring Carmelo back, Chris? Do you remember
That's very true.
How do you bring Carmelo back?
Messed up Jeremy Lin, yes. So your turn to weigh in, and all you old heads, you can weigh in too on what we just talked about, today's players versus those of yesteryear, and Austin Reeves is the linchpin. 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple having a little fun. We look forward to hearing from you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. So get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Let's talk about these generations of hoopers. We want your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with DeAndre in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
What's up, man?
I was saying the people with the new generations is based on athletics don't get you far in life. It's about the basketball skills in life.
I'm talking about athleticism, right? Isn't it all? It takes more than that. There's a lot of guys who can jump and all that. Can they play, Chris?
Right. Totally.
Can they play? No doubt, yep. DeAndre. I mean, we've seen that. There are a lot of very talented players who never get there. Just they don't. Roger in Nashville. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roger?
What's up, iCouple? Thanks for taking my call. How you fellas doing tonight?
Doing great, buddy.
Great,
How are you?
How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Man, basketball has always been about skill no matter what. I mean, you look at any era, the guys with the most skill a lot of time are the ones that dominate. Yeah, you got unicorns like Jordan and things of that nature. They got the athleticism and the skill. But
well, that's what why he was able to become the GOAT, because he did have both.
He had both.
Exactly. But you look at stats like John Stockton's all-time assist record. No one's getting that. And that's skill. Right. That's just not athleticism. So we can't just discredit the guys of the past and saying they're not any good or they wouldn't be able to play now because they're just the skill that they were back then. Thanks for taking my call.
People would look, Rob, at Kevin McHale and think there's no way he could play today.
Right.
And yet he was a great player and had a ton of moves down there on the block.
Yep. Lewis in Tucson. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, buddy?
Hi, guys. I love your show. First time caller. How are you guys?
Thank you.
You're great.
Lewis,
thank
we appreciate it. How long have you been listening to the iCouple? How many years? Or has it been
at
months?
Least 2 to 3 years now, and I love it.
Okay.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Yes. This is a great topic I've discussed with some friends, so I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I do have some interesting numbers and stats. Our generation, in my opinion, guys, are living in a watered-down version of what real NBA should be. We had that in the 90s and 80s and 90s, even early 2000s. And what I mean by that, our superstars have way too much power. The game has gotten out of control. A lot of our league, they allow our superstars, quote-unquote superstars, get away. Everyone travels. Everyone carries.
Oh, yeah. Chris's mom watches the game and she says they don't get called.
She's like, everybody's carrying all the way up the court. You're absolutely right. You know how hard it is. That's why you can't stop any of these guys.
Right?
Well, number one, they're great players, and then you allow them to carry?
Yeah, and they don't play defense like they used to, not for 40 minutes. In my opinion, I'll give you one example, the GOAT. Jordan is always the GOAT, and I'll be honest. Here's a couple stats for you guys. You know, we understand LeBron is an all-time scorer. Honestly, to me, that does not impress me a whole lot. He's a great player. He's a great guy. It doesn't impress me. It's a watered-down version. When do you see LeBron play defense for 40 minutes? When do you see him guarding the best player the way Jordan? Jordan would dominate offense or defense on every night. Now, if Jordan had played 20 years the way LeBron has played so far, let's use, not analytics, let's use, and the guys, you guys do a great job, but let's just use what some of these superstars have said on video. I've seen a lot of their videos on YouTube, interviews. Mm-hmm. People who played against both players, LeBron and Jordan. You know, everybody says, if LeBron, there's no handshaking. So now, LeBron, I think LeBron's numbers would drop if he played in the 80s and 90s because his free throw percentage shot is not as high as Jordan's. Not everything would be called a foul like it is today. LeBron would be great back then. But Jordan's numbers today?
Yeah, I mean,
if
look,
you look
we
at
both
that
think
video,
Jordan is better. But,
right.
but
thanks for the call. Thanks
we don't
call,
have to – look, I'm impressed with LeBron being the all-time leading scorer. Now, I it doesn't mean he's the best player in the world ever, but it's an impressive feat, especially for a guy – that is not always score first. He passes a lot. So I'm not going to belittle what LeBron's done just because we think Jordan is better.
No doubt. We don't want to get into that school, and a lot of people do that. Tommy in Austin, Texas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Man,
we are great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I'm about 3 years older than Rob. And okay. I was born and was a huge North Carolina fan. So I saw Jordan nearly his entire career, and he's a great player. But personally, I think LeBron's the GOAT. But besides that, I think back in the days, like when Magic and Bird were playing there, the game was about strategy. Today's game has nothing to do with strategy. It's just whoever makes the most threes or whoever goes to the basket.
It really is who's going to make the most threes. I hate to say it.
I told you, I heard an NBA coach say that all they do, you want to know who won? Look at the threes made, yep. Chris. That's what he said. You don't have to look at any other stat. It was Pop. You remember that? It was Pop.
Yeah. Man, you got one of the best coaches ever.
I mean,
even
the bad teams are always shooting threes. It doesn't matter how far you get behind in a game. Everybody just still keeps shooting them, I think. And back in the day, I think the great players loved playing with other players to help make them better. It wasn't so much about the scoring as it was about the team winning. I just think that aspect is sometimes lost nowadays because everybody's trying to look for the highlight instead of really concentrating on winning. That's all I got to say, guys. I love your show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Can we squeeze in? You want to squeeze one more?
Yeah, we got one more.
John. In Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call. So I got 2 points here to make. First, about LeBron. Let's just get this out of the way. LeBron James is the most physically gifted, most talented player of all time. But there's one thing that he's missing. We don't have a statistical category for it. I don't think these young men and these young fans realize the demon – the absolute monster Michael Jordan was mentally. He would not care about these load management guys that want to sit out half the time. The game has changed. The game has changed compared to the way Michael Jordan used to play the game, but I think that with the kind of monstrous mentality that he had, the fear that he inflicted on his opponents, he would have adjusted. You're looking at somebody who probably would have absolutely shot 7, 8, 9 threes a game if he played in today's era. These guys now, it seems like they just don't want to play. For every knick-knack, for everything that happens to them, they want to sit out for it. That's load management's not in Kobe and Michael's in vocabulary. They are demons. They're monsters. They want to play. They want to attack you, and they live for that. If you look at the Bulls, the series that they just had on television, when B.J. Armstrong hit that shot and goes by the bench, and Michael Jordan was so irritated at that. And then they show him in the locker room. The man is sitting there smoking a cigar before the game. That is the kind of arrogance, the kind of confidence, and the kind of monster that he was. He was determined that he was going to win no matter what it took. And I just don't see that now. LeBron just doesn't have the it factor. If LeBron had the same mentality that Michael and Kobe and Bird had, you're looking at the greatest player of all time, no doubt. But Michael Jordan.
That's a good call. We appreciate it. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game. Steve DeSager with the update, Steve.
At the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Men's Tournament tonight in New York City, 3-seed Kansas State in overtime eliminated Michigan State 98-93. This was the first overtime game of the tournament so far this year. Marquise Noel, 19 assists, which was called a tournament record. Technically, it is because the guy that had 20 assists in a tournament game in 1956 did so in a consolation game. They used to play a third-place game between the teams that lost the semifinals.
Oh, okay.
So it is being called both second place and first place in the record book. So, maybe we'll get that sorted. But only two turnovers.
Yes. One quick question. The last time Tom Izzo won a national championship?
Just like 20 years, right?
Rob is always digging at Izzo and Boeheim.
No, 2000. I'm just asking. Okay.
He got a 7-seed to the Sweet 16. No, there is that.
I'm just asking. 2000. Yeah.
Izzo and Boeheim.
What? I'm just asking.
In his sights.
The late game at Madison Square Garden is not going to tip off for another 5 minutes at least. Tennessee against Florida Atlantic, which is 33-3. Two games in Vegas tonight. Connecticut has just eliminated Arkansas, 88-65. Arkansas had a 14-0 run in the first half, led by 17 points at the half. So Arkansas ends the season at 22-14, and UConn advances to face the winner of UCLA versus Gonzaga. That'll be the late game in roughly 20 minutes. Gonzaga, the first school to go to 8 straight Sweet 16s since Duke did so 9 years in a row through 2006. We have just 4 NBA games tonight. The first final is in. And Orlando beat the New York Knicks 111-106. Jalen Brunson was out with a sprained hand. The Knicks fifth place in the Eastern Conference. The Nets have lost 4 in a row, but they're beating Cleveland tonight with under 7 minutes left. Brooklyn 101-92 leaders at home. Late third quarter at New Orleans, Pelicans ahead of the Hornets 83-78. Brandon Ingram 25 points and 10 assists. The late game in an hour will have the Clippers hosting Oklahoma City. Clips fifth in the West. Paul George out at least 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained knee. There is still no target date for LeBron James' return to the Lakers. He's been out since late February with his foot injury. Just over 2 weeks left in the NBA regular season. Philly's first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffered a torn ACL today, a guy who had 30 homers last year for the Phils. ACL reconstruction surgery is recommended after a non-contact injury in a spring training game today. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a good night. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Live from the TireRack.com studios, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Do we have the questions? Where are they at?
Oh, I have them.
Send them to us.
Oh, send them to you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for Tyshirt's Tower Trivia here on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. I'm Brandon Trufa in for Rob G.
The Trufa.
He came back for 1 week and realized the moment was too big for him.
Ah! Yes. Oh, I like that.
Couldn't take
Brandon,
the spotlight,
the
huh?
The Trufa talking smack.
He talking mad truth.
The Trufa talking trash. Mad truth.
It's a trash truth
for Tuesday.
Calm down.
Okay, sorry about that.
All All right, so we got a special Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout edition.
Uh-oh.
I just
Ohtani
sent you both
sign.
Guys. I just sent you both the
All right, here we
thing.
Go.
All right, so here we go. We're going to start it off. Ohtani and Trout, maybe from different sides of the globe, but they...
Who's this, me or Rob?
I flipped a coin. Let's start with Chris. Ohtani and Trout may be from different sides of the globe, but they both play for the same team, the Los Angeles blank.
Brandon, I did not get the questions and answers in my email. Can you resend that real quick? That'd be great. Thanks.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Alex. Alex, you ready?
Oh, thank you. I wasn't right. ready, but now
listen,
I am.
Listen closely.
Okay, hold on. Chris, I have an idea. G.I. Bro, what do you think?
No, that's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
The only one better was Planty. I'm sorry.
Brandon, read the second half of the question.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah, read the question.
All right. Ohtani and Trout, maybe from different sides of the globe, but they both play for the same team.
Right.
The Los Angeles blank.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Alex, think.
Okay.
Devils?
Angels?
Yeah, there we go.
Look at you going plural on me. Okay.
There we go.
I see what you're doing, see?
He was going to throw some holy water on him, but he couldn't reach it.
Be gone! Chris will be standing outside
of... I was going to say demons. I don't know. Would you have gotten demons?
Nah, that would have thrown me off a little bit more.
Okay, good.
Now, see, Rob, you'll see Chris outside of Magic City with the holy water next time. Be gone!
Yeah, I should.
That's right.
This is not your place of worship.
All right, 10 for Chris. So moving on to the next question, Rob, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, being the two best players from their respective countries, both Ohtani and Trout were named Team Blank of their teams at the World Baseball Classic.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, thank you.
Crunch?
Captain?
Yeah!
He's had the cereal!
That was a good one. I didn't think he was getting that. That was a good one.
I used to eat that all the time.
The crunch, there's only one crunch, and that's Captain.
And that's
crunch.
Captain. It tore up the top of my mouth every time,
and
but that's okay.
And it wasn't spelled regular, right? If you go look on the box, it's spelled different, Chris. It's not spelled like the way you spell Captain.
So he had a
it's
Captain,
like Captain
that
crunch.
Wasn't...
Captain. This,
Cap'n?
Yeah, it was like
really?
Captain Crunch.
I'm serious. Look it up.
Yeah,
it's not Captain Crunch.
Really?
I remember it as Captain, too, but it's Cap'n now. It's weird.
I think you're Cap'n.
Oh, right, stop
I'm
it.
Looking. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Chris, you telling me Captain Crunch was your favorite cereal?
As a kid, it was.
Dang, really?
Yeah.
I was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy.
I loved Captain Crunch.
All right, moving on.
That was back. Oh, Captain.
Here
Captain.
It is. You know what?
That was back when they only had five cereals.
On the box, Chris, is C-A-P
apostrophe N. Yep,
Cap'n Crunch.
Was it? Did it used to be that way, though?
Always. Cap'n Crunch, yep.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's move on.
Tie game, moving on to the third question. Being a position player and a pitcher, many people compare Shohei Ohtani to baseball legend... Blank Ruth. This is for Chris, by the way.
A lot of names here.
Sweetie.
What I want to say, I'm sure, is not the answer. Sweetie. Are you going babe?
Can you stop? Dad. Oh, God.
No, okay. I never changed the word. Thank
okay.
You.
I was going to say pie, but that didn't make sense. So I was like,
going to say, Alex, you read what I was going to say.
I'm glad you went babe.
Watch.
I have no idea about watch.
Like watch babes? Is that what you're saying?
Babe watch.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. Alex, think about me on a Friday night, babe.
I wish you had done that.
All right, Chris up 20 to 10. Let's move to level 4.
Get the bongos ready, Alex.
Between the two of them, Ohtani and Trout have won 4 blank league MVP awards.
There's different kinds.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll find out.
National?
You're trying, always stealing my style.
National? Hold on, Rob. I wish Rob was in front of me. He's probably standing up right now.
That's why he's not going to win, because he's not in front of me. He don't have his sign through the glass.
Rob, your text message didn't come through yet.
T-Mobile. What do you think?
They're not doing good right now. Rob, I might be wrong, but are you referencing rookie?
Nope.
No?
I can
that
see
is incorrect.
And what this are you might saying? Seal it. National
All
what?
Right. I think I can say this.
No, you better be careful, Brandon. Get ready.
Okay.
Well, buzzum. Get ready. You can't say it.
I want to say it, but I'm not
sure. Keep
going.
You know.
All right.
Ben Maller standing by.
Brandon, read the question one more time.
Oh, God. This is a stall tactic.
I'm trying to remember.
Between the two of them, Ohtani and Trout have won 4 blank league MVP awards.
Country?
Oh, are you going American?
Yes.
Got it.
That is my
correct.
Bad, Rob.
I was gonna say USA.
That
is
makes
that,
sense.
Can you say, could yeah, we no, say USA?
Would have been. I think that's
three.
That
would have been fine?
Yeah, actually, there's not. Yeah, USA isn't close to America.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was considered one word.
Oh, because
or,
yeah, you know no, what because I mean? It's not. Yeah, it's not one word though. You're right. It's
so I couldn't have said it.
No.
You would have protested anyway.
I would have protested. Like. Are you kidding? I would have been Mark Cuban on this show right now.
Well, this one's over. Do we need to belabor it?
Should I mean, we can go one more.
I don't think
whatever.
So. It's over. I'm up two. I'm up
the
like.
No, wait a minute. Wait. The
Rob,
only way we should end it is we got to go to the break and we can't play music.
No.
If we do that, then I'll relent.
Let's
and
dance.
I won't.
Let's
no,
dance.
We don't have time.
Yeah. Okay. The champ is up in here, Rob. Look at me. I'm on your Zoom. You see me? The champ is in
yes,
here.
And that's why I just threw up in my mouth, because I see you.
The Odd Couple. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple. Let it breathe, Alex. Wrapping up a very, very special TV theme song Thursday. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios.
Yes, indeed. We are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday, as we always do, I think. On TV theme song Thursday, right?
Cheers. It's the only way to do it. It was Chris. They had a countdown of the top theme songs of all time. And Cheers was number one in this
Who's
list.
They?
Yep. I think it was TV. I don't want to say TV Guide. I don't think that exists anymore.
But it was a
entertainment magazine.
A legitimate outlet. So they had Cheers number one?
Yeah. Somebody just said it on the radio. It was Cheers number one and number 3 was the Golden Girls theme.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm in disagreement.
What, with Cheers?
The best ever? Would you think it's the best ever? Not great. Look, it might be just different things you like, but I wouldn't say the best ever. It's nice. It's a good one. I mean, I love the show. The theme song, I feel like I like the theme song more because of how great the show was.
Okay, here's the Rolling Stones, Chris, their list.
Of the top theme song, TV theme song.
Yeah, this is from Rolling Stone, the Rolling Stone magazine. They have their top 100.
What's the top 10? How about the top 10?
Let's see. I can give it to you. Here we go. Let's see. Top 10. All in the Family was number 20, but you want to go. Here we go real quick. The top 10. Cheers, they had
All in
Chris's.
The Family was
they
a
had,
good one.
They had Cheers at 13. So they were more in line with you. Too Many Cooks, which is from Adult Swim.
I don't know.
The OC from Fox is number 9. Friends, number 8, Chris. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, number 7, okay. The Twilight Zone, number 6. What did you think about that, Chris? That's not bad.
I'm trying to remember what there's...
Yeah. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, number 5. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW. Never heard of that show.
I don't even know what that is.
Sanford and Son, number 3.
Really? Wow.
The Brady Tie for number 2. The Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island. Tied for 2.
Gilligan's Island was good.
And number 1? MLB bro, because you need to know.
Jeffersons?
The Jeffersons, number 1.
I was going to say that would be mine. I'm shocked that I didn't think they'd have it number 1. I would say the
What's
Jeffersons.
What's her name? Jeanette Dubois?
Yeah, who was in Good Times.
Yeah, she sang the theme.
Dubois,
Chris. You're right, Dubois. Tremendous. It is a tremendous theme song.
I agree with, I think that is the best theme song.
When you hear that, don't you just get going? You just get going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a great one. All in the Family was really good because I think it was unique. Was that a song before that? Or did they copy something, or was that original? Because
that's original.
Yeah, like the uniqueness of it. You know what I mean? That it was the two stars singing it.
Right, singing there at the piano. That's up there. Right, yeah. Right.
That should probably be in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't know how that's 20. That's an all timer. Yeah. But wow. The Jeffersons. I'm not good time running in the top 20, but good times is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm Sanford and Son. I mean, that was really good.
That's Quincy Jones, Chris. Quincy Jones did that. That was just an instrumental. There's no words to it, but it's catchy. It sounded like a junkyard, didn't it?
Right, it did.
It did.
Yes, yes. Alex, what's your favorite TV theme song?
You know, I might be a little biased tonight. I know I'm probably like 40 years, you know, past Rob Parker, but...
Oh, wow.
It's got to be something from the 80s.
So, actually, I wonder if it started in the 80s. For me, it's always the Seinfeld riff. I don't know why, but...
Really?
I grew up watching that, Chris. So when I was a kid, I had to be in bed by 10 every night. And every time it was from 10 to 11, Seinfeld was on for a whole hour. I watched it for years,
but then you had to be in bed at 10. What, in bed watching TV?
No, just like in bed to go to sleep. So I would just turn the TV on to fall asleep in my room. And I usually had Seinfeld on for like a good 30 minutes and I'd knock out, but it was always on.
At what? See, 10 o'clock, that was a late bedtime.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you were.
That was probably like, I'd say, junior high time, like junior high going right into high school. So I was getting a little bit older there, but yeah, dude, for Seinfeld, it's always been my favorite.
Seinfeld.
The little boom, 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 boom.
Seinfeld's a good one. Yeah. Or the Andy Griffith Show, the whistling, that one always gets me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still All in the Family, WKRP in Cincinnati, Mad About You, The Golden Girls.
Mad About You.
Yeah, that's a catchy one. I never really watched the show, Chris.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
The show
I watched
good,
it a little bit in reruns.
It wasn't
but
awesome, but
no,
it was solid. It was good.
Yeah, it was
solid. King of Queens.
What was her name? Helen Hunt?
Like
she was
show.
Cute in
yeah,
that,
yeah,
Helen
yeah,
Hunt.
Yeah. And I remember they had their issues at the end. I mean, in the show, not in real life.
Twilight Zone was good, too.
I used to like that.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I got to remember Twilight Zone. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. But keep it live right here at Fox Sports Radio because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next with the heat! With the heat!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.